All right, so Liquid Lounge Radio, on the phone with me, I have Miss Allie Bates, or a.k.a. Allie the Activist. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So I want to talk a little bit about the Christopher Schur, Patrick Loyola trial that took place the other day. So what exactly brought you out there, or give me some background that made you want to go out and be a protester out there?
Yeah, so I've been pretty active in the activism space since 2020, following the murder of George Floyd. And, you know, with my work within that space, I've also, you know, taken to the streets about, you know, local issues within the police department, even going as far as taking it to our city officials. So when Patrick was killed, I was, you know, very involved in the fight for justice for him, especially considering, you know, I've been, you know, fighting against the police department to prevent a killing like this. So, you know, that's kind of why I'm back out there again, to continue to fight for justice for Patrick Loyola.
Awesome. Okay. Now, how has his death personally affected you and or your community?
I would say on a personal level, it definitely deeply affected me, considering, you know, myself and many other activists have been, you know, taking to the streets for years to demand some type of accountability with the Grand Rapids Police Department. We've been, you know, beaten and arrested for our work in this. And so to see, you know, myself and other activists put so much work into trying to prevent this, it was very hard. I honestly, it felt a bit like a failure. Even though, you know, there's only so much that we can do as a community to fight against this, and the powers that be are determined to not listen to us. But it was definitely very hard, and it was definitely like a very rude awakening to how serious these issues are within the police department. I mean, we always knew that they were serious, but to see someone's life be taken and taken in the way that it was, it was horrific.
Now, are you looking to see more community impact, more people come out to these type of events? I'm not sure what the capacity was as far as the numbers that turned out. I'm sure it was quite a bit, but I'm sure you would like to see a lot more people turn out to these protests.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see more people come out to the protests. I feel like at the last one, we had a pretty solid turnout. For me, it's not even just the protest, but showing up to, you know, city meetings, showing up to demand accountability within the police department, because unfortunately this incident is more than just Patrick Loyola. It's a systemic issue that needs to change.
Right. Okay. Now, back with the trial, what was your initial reaction when you heard the trial ended in a mistrial?
I was angry. I was very angry, but at the same time, I will say I'd rather take a mistrial and hopefully a retrial over an acquittal. I just hope that, you know, if there is a retrial, the process doesn't start over another 3 years, because it took 3 years for him to even go to trial in the first place.
So what do you think should happen in the next, happen next in the legal process?
I would like to see Chris Becker refile charges against Christopher Schur. However, in a perfect scenario for me, honestly, this case would be moved to the AG, because I don't see this case being able to be tried in Kent County ever, especially with how long it's been since it's happened. I feel like the defense did a really good job at dragging their feet in this case, so more people in the community became aware of this case, to make it even harder to find an impartial jury. I feel like the best chance this case has at finding an impartial jury would be to take it to Lansing.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask a question now. Do you feel that the justice system treats cases like this involving police fairly?
Absolutely. No. I mean, with these killings, I mean, the system goes hand in hand, the justice system and the policing system. You know, so I don't really expect the very system that caused these injustices to happen in the first place. I don't really expect for them to do right by these cases, even though I would like to see that happening. I'm not really surprised by how it's playing out so far.
Okay. Now, what changes would you like to see in the policing or accountability in Grand Rapids or nationally?
I would like to see, one, I would like to see the Grand Rapids Police Department defunded. So more of the funding that goes into the police department goes into our community and, you know, bettering our community. I feel like the police department definitely thrives off the lack of resources, because the more people are fighting and killing each other, the more money's in their pockets, the higher the crime rate goes, and the, you know, higher their funding is, and the more they can buy ridiculous things that they don't need. I would definitely also like to see a real civilian appeals board. I know we have something like that currently, but their power over the police department is very limited, and I would like to change that. I think the community deserves to have more oversight over our police department. This is our community. These officers don't even live here. They don't see us as people. They just see us as subjects that they're patrolling. And also, I would like to see more oversight from the community, like these reports being taken seriously. The amount of times your people have filed reports against internal affairs and nothing is done about it is ridiculous. Like, I have to suggest to people, yeah, you can file, you know, paperwork with internal affairs, not much is going to be done about it, but at least there's a paper trail. And sometimes that's not enough, especially when you're experiencing trauma at the hands of the police department and none of these officers are being held accountable for their actions. In fact, they're even being rewarded. There was an officer who assaulted a teenager, gave him brain injuries, made national news, and then shortly after he was awarded for being a good officer. That's concerning.
Wow. I hadn't heard of that, but yes, that is concerning. That is sad. Mm-hmm. So how do you think the city has responded to this tragedy and the aftermath?
I feel like in the very beginning, there was definitely a lot of, I would say saving face in a way. I feel like the city did a good job at making it look like it was just the police department's problem, when really it was also their problem as well. I feel like these city officials, the sitting city officials at the time, Patrick's blood was just as much on their hands as it was the police department, because we came to them repeatedly saying verbatim, if you don't do anything about this police department, someone is going to die. And the way, not only the way that they handled it initially, I feel like wasn't appropriate. I also don't think how they handled the community's rightful anger wasn't appropriate either. Their first instinct was to shut us down because, you know, people are furious enough to say a few cuss words and things like that, instead of actually listening and understanding where we're coming from and why we're so frustrated and ultimately terrified. Like, this could have happened to anyone.
Right.
And even now, like, since the mistrial has been announced, their whole thing is, oh, guys, like, please, please don't riot. Everything's going to be okay. Just wait for the process. Like, I'm, of course, like, not the type of person to say I'm going to go out and riot and burn some things down. But I also am just sitting here like, you guys, again, are focusing on policing people's emotions instead of listening, instead of making the changes that need to be made that we have been demanding to be made. You guys are locking up activists. You're allowing the police department to pepper spray people. Like, it's not getting any better. And policing people's emotions about it is not going to make it any better either.
Right. Now, do you think protests actually contribute to change the views with the city and the people?
I definitely think so, especially with this case. I feel like despite, you know, the mistrial and everything and how long it had took for this trial to even take place, I strongly believe the progress that was made within this case would not have been possible without the constant pressure both in the streets and in city commission meetings. Because we were out there. We were out there to the point where they had to lock up 7 of us for felony charges to even get the movement to die down a little bit.
Wow. That's good work. Okay. Are you a part of any organizations or involved in the movement for justice for Patrick?
Yes. Well, for the most part, I'm like a content creator and independent activist on my platform, Ally the Activist. And I also am working with a up-and-coming organization, coalition type thing, called Black Rally World. We're still, you know, getting off the ground and, you know, figuring out our role in the community. But I will say wholeheartedly that when we come out with our work, it's going to be very important work. I encourage people to pay attention to it when it happens.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So, you know, that's interesting, and I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing this organization take place and to develop. I'm sure they will keep the community abreast of what's going on and what needs to take place to have a better Grand Rapids, a better city, and definitely a better cause for the movements that need to take place. So I definitely want to thank you for taking time to take this interview here. Is there anything else you want to say regarding activism for the people that's listening?
I think one big thing that I want to keep saying and stress how insane this is that activists in Grand Rapids, Michigan, specifically Black activists, have spent more time in jail for fighting for Patrick Leoya than the officer that killed him.
Oh, wow.
Probably even more time in court, if I'm being honest. I want people to remember that, about how adamant this system is on silencing people than actually listening to the voices fighting for change.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me here. And if you have anything that you need to get put out to the public or what have you, definitely contact me and I can make some things happen.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.